When it comes to weight loss, no two people are the same. That's why Noom builds personalized plans based on your unique psychology and biology. Take Brittany. After years of unsustainable diets, Noom helped her lose 20 pounds and keep it off.
I was definitely in a yo-yo cycle for years of just losing weight, gaining weight, and it was exhausting.
And Stephanie. She's a former D1 athlete who knew she couldn't out-train her diet, and she lost 38 pounds.
My relationship to food before Noom was never consistent.
And Evan, he can't stand salads, but he still lost 50 pounds with Noom.
I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. Even through the pickiness, Noom taught me that building better habits builds a healthier lifestyle. I'm not doing this to get to a number. I'm doing this to feel better.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom users compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
I'm Commander Shepard, and this is my favorite Lorecast on the Citadel.
Welcome to the Mass Effect Lorecast, the podcast where we explore the vast universe of lore behind the Mass Effect games. We'll talk about all the details you may have missed, ask the hard questions, and more.
Spectres, welcome back to the Mass Effect Lorecast. This is your host, Tom, or Robots, and I'm here with N7... the legend. And Seven, we had a crazy week last week. We got hit by a gigantic wind and rain anomaly that tried to destroy my state. So that was fun.
I'm glad that it sounds like the worst you had to deal with was power outage and not like your home being swept away.
Yeah, no, like the houses around me were pretty safe. We were outside the main path, but we were kind of on the edge of the path. And so we did okay. We lost power. All the food in the refrigerator and the freezer had to get thrown out, all of that kind of stuff. So we got by, though. Fortunately, nobody I know was injured or anything too terrible happened. I knew some people really got their houses messed up and stuff. But for the most part, I did okay. I did miss the opportunity to hang out with all of these people, though, with you and our patrons last week, because it was the patron week and I didn't have any power, so we couldn't do a show. So we're catching up today with our patrons, and I'm going to call out all of their names, and then all at the same time, you guys unmute and give your own personalized hello to our audience. So be thinking about what are you going to say. You ready? We have Wynn, Apollo, Big Bills, Scott, and Turbo Toboggan joining us today. Welcome, everybody. Go.
Hi.
Hey. Greetings.
Hello.
Very nice. Very nice. That was actually kind of staggered. I was kind of expecting it all to be like a cacophonous, like, but it got staggered.
And Apollo was wearing the last of the first year of merch, which is the Spectre shirt from the Lorecast Patreon.
Nice. Nice. Yeah. So we'll talk a little bit more about that during the mid break because we've got some new stuff to share. But today's episode, we got to get into it. Today's episode, Wynn had a really fun idea. Wynn and I were chatting on the Discord, and Wynn said, hey, you know that thing people do where they like mention like a scenario where you have like my boyfriend, the guy that she tells me not to worry about, and all of these things, and you spin a wheel and then you get different names or whatever from the wheel, and then you discuss how that goes. And we should do that with Mass Effect. So that's what we're doing. I have set up a wheel that I'm going to put up on the screen. So if you are listening to this episode and want to see the live version recorded on YouTube, come join us on the YouTube channel. Just search Mass Effect Lorecast on YouTube. You'll find us. We're almost at 1,000 people. We're like 34 away or something like that. So drop us a sub. Join us over there. You can watch the wheel spin. I almost said wind spiel. That's not how that works. And then we're gonna set up a scenario. We're gonna fill in the blanks, and then we're gonna discuss what that would be like, if it would work at all, if it makes any sense, if it would be hilarious, whatever. So this is gonna be kind of a crazy episode. So are you guys ready for this? You guys feel ready? Everybody's thumbs up, nods. Okay,
I'm ready.
All right. So I have a few different scenarios here. We're gonna start with a scenario that is fairly common, right? We have a family. We have a family unit. A first parent, a second parent, and two siblings. So here we go. I'm going to put the wheel up on the screen, and I'm going to give it a spin. So the first spin comes out. This is parent number one, Ashley Williams. Parent number two, spinning here is Morinth. Ashley and Morinth are the parents. That's a pairing I never thought I'd think about. And then the two siblings are Liara and the final one coming up here, Miranda. Oh my God. All right. And you are the other sibling in this scenario. So
I hate this family.
This is an amazingly weird family. What? All right. What do you guys think about this? Anybody have thoughts on this one?
The parents have to sleep in opposite beds, guaranteed. Otherwise, you're about to be a single parent.
They just don't get along. They have like a really like bad marriage.
Yeah. I feel like it's a toss up whoever wins between Ashley and Morinth, though.
I think my sisters are beating me up all the time, and I'm in fear for my life on a daily basis.
Do you think Liara would beat you up? Miranda would.
Miranda would, but Liara probably wouldn't beat me up, but I'd still be in fear.
She'd be like the nice one of the two, right?
She'd be the nice one, but, you know.
I hope they had me in their later years of their kids. I hope, like, Liara's, 200 years older than me. Otherwise, it's going to be, or at least 50, because otherwise it's going to be weird, because I'm going to be a full adult. She'll still be a little kid.
Uh-huh.
For everything. I hope they've had her, like, she's already significantly older than me. Otherwise, it's going to be weird. Like, your next, like, your older sister who looks like maybe 15, but is actually, like, 25.
Right, because of the way they age. Well, what if they're, like, adopted kids? What if you're all like actual kids, right? Like, what if we're all like children?
I would definitely be in therapy for those parents.
Yeah. I don't know.
I feel like Liara would be the really smart one to mess with you in such a way where you don't know she's doing it. Like, she would prank you in really weird ways that you don't know if it was her or Miranda.
Right.
And she would act all sweet and innocent, and he would blame Miranda. But then I could also see Miranda and Liara just having it out and just full on fighting.
I can see
with
Liara
Miranda being the instigator.
As the sociopathic older sibling. Yeah.
She's the one everyone thinks is the goody goody, but she's like secretly not, right? Like, and she's fooled everybody. Yeah, totally, totally. And Miranda's the one everyone thinks is the malicious one, but she's like deep down is good. Right.
Yeah.
And she just gets thrown under the bus by Liara.
I can see Ashley being the alcoholic, abusive mother.
Uh-huh. And so what does that make Morinth?
The narcissist?
The physically abusive father.
I think Morinth would have such a strict code that your chores would be checked down to the millimeter to make sure that you did everything perfectly. And there would be dire consequences otherwise.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I can imagine that. And for those of you who are just joining right now, we're spinning a wheel. We're creating a scenario and filling in the characters, the filling in the roles with characters in the scenario. So any other thoughts about this whole nuclear family?
I feel like you'd want to be like the black sheep, but you'd try to bond with both parents, so you probably wouldn't be biotic. So then to bond with Morinth, you'd be an artist. To be like, see, I do art. But then to bond with Ashley, you'd be like, I'm into guns. Like, you'd have to like find that, like, I can't lift things like everybody else.
And poetry.
So I feel like it'd be interesting to be the one out of the three that doesn't have biotic abilities.
Could you be, you could be a... like a metal or a singer and a poet. You would get both parents.
Yeah.
Could be a singer, a singer and a poet, or like play guitar and be a poet, or play piano and be a poet. And then just hope and pray your two sisters don't just torture you with biotics every day.
Maybe this is how Jim Morrison became the way he became. Maybe we discovered his real parents.
And biotic siblings. There you go. There you go.
I think I would be pretty cool with the sisters, to be honest. I think, you know, the brother sister dynamic's different with me. So I think I'd be cool with them.
Yeah. You think that would work out? They'd like, is there a scenario where everyone gets along?
I think I would get along with Liara, but Miranda, she would be too girly girl, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
Well,
Mm-hmm. Now, do we ask the question of, is Miranda really the Miranda we know because her parents not a psychopathic, narcissistic guy who just completely changes her to be perfect?
That's a good point.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I guess it depends on what, at what point in the timeline, right? Like, yeah. Yeah.
And I think it depends if Miranda's the older sister or the younger sister, like the little sister, how she would act towards the sibling.
Interesting thoughts. I think this is a quite the dilemma. Any other thoughts on this one, Sam, before we move on to another one?
I just, you know, after we've done the Ashley episode, thinking about Ashley as my mother is very confusing, and I'd like to move on as soon as possible.
All right. So we've got one. This one's the night out, and Wynn used this as an example, and I added a little bit more to it. So we've got the designated driver, the one who can't stop dancing, the one who leaves the party early, the one who can't stop drinking, and the one who's always starting a fight. This is your crew. You're going out night on the town with the crew. So the designated driver here is Thane. Oh, I didn't put the thing up on the screen. Thane is the designated driver. The one who can't stop dancing is Hackett. Oh my God. The one who always leaves early is Tally. The one who can't stop drinking is also Tally. I think we just leave that.
I think that means that she makes an Irish goodbye.
Yeah. And then the one who is always starting a fight is also Thane. So Thane is the designated driver and the one who's always
sick of putting up with their shit.
Oh my
What's
God.
An Irish goodbye?
It's a joke about Carol. Drinking too much.
No, it means you leave a gathering without saying anything to anyone.
Also, the Irish drink too much. That's not always true. Every culture drinks too much. If you're Irish, don't at me. That was anyway. Moving on. I love the fact that that the can't stop dancing is Hackett. Could you imagine?
I'd like to think
we don't ever see Hackett dance, right?
No,
there's not a scene where like that doesn't happen. Can you imagine how he dances? Like, how does he dance?
So does he do like the Charleston because he's as old as Jesus?
He does a two-step because at that point it's very old.
I get this impression of him like, yeah, just like step doing like a chugga 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 motion with his arms.
Yes,
I want him to dance worse than Shepherd.
This is the 2100s, so a very old dance at that point would be like the Soulja Boy.
Yes, that's what like he does.
The jerk. That's what Hackett's doing.
The Weekend at Bernie's.
Like, oh, that's vintage.
I think he probably knows how to line dance because he's used to rules and steps. So I think he's probably a pretty good line dancer.
Except he only does the electric slide.
Do the wobble.
He's just really good at the wobble and the electric slide.
You could shuffle, maybe.
Yeah, maybe. All right. So Thane is the DD and can't and always wants to start a fight, probably because he doesn't get to drink,
and he remembers everything.
So he wouldn't he just kill them?
Wait, say that again. I don't know. You guys both talked at the same time.
So he like decides when it's time to go by starting a fight and getting everybody kicked out. Time to go.
Yeah.
He's got ultimate control.
Yeah. Except Tally's already drunk and left. So he's like tired of watching Hackett dance and is like, all right, we gotta leave, guys. We're going.
We need to find Tally though, because she's been drinking too much and she just did the Irish goodbye. That means she ran away and we got to make sure she's okay.
Mm-hmm.
She ran away to a shower to throw up and just sit there
contemplating what she's done with her life.
She's going to get an Omni tattoo.
Yeah. All right. So if we were to split this up a little bit and add, we leave Thane as the DD and then change it to, I'm going to spin it again, for leaving early, we end up with Saren. Saren's the one who leaves early, and Tally can't stop drinking. But let's see, who's starting the fight? Was it Thane started the fight? Now I'm confusing it all. Saren shows up twice. So now Saren shows up and can't stop drinking and always starts fights.
That checks out.
I don't know if I could have rolled that better. That's kind of amazing. Well, everyone's just like, yes. Hey, okay, that's cool. We're good with that one. All right, let's move on to another one. We've got relationships here. This is the relationship topic. We have your significant other, their best friend, their best friend's crush, and the one that your significant other tells you not to worry about. So, all right, so here we go. So in this scenario, your significant other is, we're spinning the wheel again, is Morinth. It was almost Ashley. Did you see that? So your significant other is Morinth. Morinth's best friend is Grunt. Wonderful. And the Grunt's crush is Jack. And the one that your significant other, the one Morinth says not to worry about, is Rex. This kind of works in a weird way.
You don't have to worry about anyone, because if they do show you, guess what? You'll know.
So this is purely platonic all around, or else we all die.
But I love that Morinth Morinth's best friend is a Krogan, and the guy that Morinth is telling you not to worry about, also a Krogan. Just a different one.
See, I feel like Grunt and Jack could work, because Jack's biotic, she could just lift Grunt and fight Grunt and move Grunt around and throw him out anywhere she wanted to. And then Grunt could do the same to her with a finger. It'd be great.
Yeah. Yeah. Just lift her up. Yeah.
Just a heavyweight fight.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Okay. Okay. You guys think
Grunt didn't understand the meaning of crush.
I feel like that was a line that could have been in the games. Yeah. What do you guys think? Does this work out at all, Scott?
I mean, I feel like Rex makes sense, because she talks, they had a whole conversation about power. So he'd be like, oh, power. Like, I rule Tuchunka, you know, and then it'd be like, oh, man, that's hot. And then there you get your whole, like, don't worry about him. I know he rules a whole planet and you just deliver pizzas, but it's okay. Like,
it's fine. I'm totally not into Krogan. Your best friend is a Krogan. Yeah, but you know, it's like, it's, don't worry about it. Yeah, this is a little bit weird.
I feel like let's do a reroll. Because Morinth, I think, being the significant other, really screws everything around.
Mm-hmm. Okay. All right. Well, here, let's do it again. Let's start this over. Significant other, in this case, is Saren. That's weird, too. Should we do that again? Here, we're going to do it one more time. Significant other. I promise, there's a lot more Thane. We keep getting the same ones. Let's get somebody we haven't gotten yet. All right. Significant other is Hackett.
Yes.
So we leave Hackett?
Yeah, let's leave Hackett.
All right, so your significant other is Hackett. Hackett's best friend is, completely redoing this, Caden. Your best friend's crush, their best friend's crush, so Caden's crush, is Liara. Okay. And then the one that Hackett is telling you not to worry about is also Liara.
This is canon. This is just canon.
We just recreated reality here.
Well, Caden is actually super into Liara.
And so is Hackett.
Wait, I wouldn't put it past him.
Huh. How do you guys feel about that? Dates is a little cursed.
Hackett. Wait, okay, hold on. Make sure this is right. This is technically the Navy, right?
Yes.
In the Navy.
Yeah.
Okay, so what's the difference between every other Navy person and going overseas and coming back with a Filipino wife like my family did?
So this is, wow, this is home, huh? So this is like,
this is a stereotype that
makes sense.
This is a stereotype that I've heard a lot, and I think a lot of veterans, if they're listening to this, will be like, oh, yeah, I know someone who came back from a deployment with a wife.
So it's Hackett just, goes off happens. The deployment and comes back married, and yet it still tells you not to worry about this. Ah, don't worry about them. They're fine.
Yeah, it's fine.
It's fine.
It's just two families. It's fine. You have your hidden family and your Earth family. It's okay.
And your space family and your Earth family. It's totally cool.
Seems fair.
Totally, totally, totally legit.
I'm. You know what? Now that we're talking about, you know, totally wrecking families, I'm kind of surprised that this didn't play out more in the lore of Mass Effect. I'm kind of surprised we didn't hear more about how people were totally duplicitous and had families on multiple planets, because people are people, right? And 150 years in the future probably isn't going to change much.
Yeah, it never has. So why would it now? Yeah, that's a solid point. That's a solid point. Yeah, this is weird. So I've got some other ones here, and Genesis is able to join us now. Welcome, Genesis. How's it going? Did you hear this latest scenario? You might be muted. I don't know if you're talking. Are you talking? Can't hear you. All right, she's going to work on her sound. But so I've got a few more scenarios here for when we get back from the mid break, including an extended family situation, a work scenario, and then one for people that you meet online. And I think we're going to save that one for last. So I'm excited about these. But why don't we take a quick break? We're going to thank our patrons, including all of you guys. And thank you for being so awesome. And we'll be right back. So don't go anywhere.
Message coming in. Patching it through.
I am sovereign, and this station is mine. I like the sound of that.
All right, here we are in the middle of the show, and we didn't get to do one of these last week, so we've got to do some catching up. So, big shout out to our newest patrons, Chad J, Cyclops 88, and Kylie. Welcome to the Patreon. Thank you for being here and supporting the show. And also a big shout out to all of our Shepherd tier patrons, tier 5 Shepherd patrons, Kokoshin, Captain Shanko, Kira C, Lieutenant Tosino, Shep Valkyrian, and William. Thank you so much to all of you guys. You guys are amazing. We couldn't do this without you. And all 60 of our total patrons, all of you guys are just the best. Thank you for being here and supporting the show. Also, we would normally read out some reviews and things, but we don't have any new ones that came in the last 2 weeks. So if you'd like to leave us a review and a rating, Apple Podcasts is a great place to do it because I can actually see all of those. And I will read out your 5-star review in the future. Or if you just want to leave us a rating on Spotify, you can also do that. Or you can tell your friends or whatever, sharing the show with others. All of that stuff helps us out. And it really, really does make it possible for us to do this because we can bring in more people to the show. And there's a lot of people out there who are just like, oh my God, I can't believe I didn't discover this sooner. So it does help a lot of people out. So we really do appreciate it. Sam, you have anything else to add in on the mid break? We don't have a whole lot of things to talk about other than our new patron merch.
Yes, that is exciting. I did just want to say, you know, of course, thank you as always to all of our patrons. I can't believe the amount of support that this show has sustained. And I've started a new job that has taken a lot of energy out of me, as some people who watch my streams probably could tell. But knowing that there is this continuous level of support for this, you know, thing that I do on the side, the podcast and the streaming, it just keeps me very inspired. So thank you, everyone. And I know that we've taken a short break in the month of September off of the lore topics, but I promise you we are getting back to them next week.
Yep, we'll be back with those. And I wanted to show these off real quick. We've got some new merch. So the year of merch stuff started this month last year, and we got through 4 different designs that we did that went up on t-shirts and stickers. And originally I talked with Patreon about how do we manage moving on to a second year? How does that work? And the information they gave me months ago was incorrect. So they originally said if somebody signed up during that first year and they stayed signed up, they'd continue to get the first year stuff and then begin getting the second year stuff also, kind of doubling up. But once I actually started to make this happen and input all the information on the website, it wasn't possible. And then I wrote them again, and I even resent them the emails that they sent me. And it was like, hey, what happened? And they're like, oh, yeah, it doesn't work like that. And I was like, what are you talking about? And even the guy who wrote me was like, yeah, I messed up. It doesn't work like that. I'm sorry. And I was like, OK, so what do I do? And they're like, well, you just have to cancel the first year and start a second year. So if you were getting stuff from the first year that has now ended, but stay signed up because you'll begin getting stuff from the second year. And in order to say sorry about this, I've upgraded the first T-shirt to a hoodie. So check this out. We've got some new gear on the site. The hoodie is the Normandy design. So I hope you guys like that. It's a black hoodie with the Normandy on it. And that should be up. If you're signed up now and stay signed up for the next 3 months, then you'll be getting this right around December, January, right? When it's nice and cold out. So that's on there. And then we've got some other designs as well. We've got Cerberus and the Citadel. And here, let's see if I can click on some of these. And
the Andromeda Initiative.
Andromeda Initiative, yeah. So we've got this. We've got this one. I really like some of these designs. I always talk about how, like, I wish we could have these shirts. And then, oh, man, look at the Citadel. Look at that. That's real nice. And then there's sticker versions of each of these as well if you're a Tier 3 patron. If you're Tier 4 or higher, then you get all of the T-shirts and the hoodie. So that's my way of saying, like, hey, sorry about this. Done what we can to take care of it. But I hope you guys enjoy getting a hoodie upgrade instead of just a T-shirt. So and all of this stuff is bonus. Like, this is all extra stuff just to say thank you for supporting us. It wasn't originally part of the Patreon and we added it in a year ago. So I wanted to make sure that we kept doing it. So thank you to everybody for your support. And if you are interested in getting these and you sign up now, you can get the entire year of them. Otherwise, if you sign up in the future, you'll get like the ones that you're able to get before the next year starts. So that's how it works. All right. Well, let's move on with the rest of the show because we got more stuff to talk about.
Spit it out. Or are you trying to build suspense?
You're so dense, sir. Obviously, I do not know as much about human relationships as I thought.
All right. We're back. And we've got another scenario. Let's see. We've done Night Out. We've done the nuclear family. We've done some relationships. Let's talk about work. Let's talk about work. Everybody has a best work friend. Everybody has a boss. Everybody has a boss's boss, right? That's kind of weird sometimes. And then there's that one guy or girl at work, you know, that one where everybody's like, oh, yeah, that one. Yeah. So let's find out who your best friend at work is. Or our collective best friend at work is.
I'm most interested to find out who this freaking guy is.
Yeah, yeah. Is Zaid. Zaid is our best friend at work. And then our boss is Edie. Edie's the boss. Okay. And Edie's boss is Rex. Rex shows back up. And this freaking guy is the elusive man.
This freaking guy.
What? Is this perfect? What do you guys think?
I can imagine the elusive man as Lumberg from Office Space.
Is that the staple guy? That's the...
Yeah. Yeah. We're going to need you to stay a little late.
Oh, that's that guy. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Forget everybody's names. Wynn, you were going to say something. What were you going to say?
I think the elusive man is like the guy who thinks he's smarter than you and makes sure you know it at every opportunity.
Yeah. He's that guy that nobody wants to like coordinate and work with because he's such a pain in the butt to do anything. And so you just kind of go around him most of the time.
He's the guy that treats everyone else who's like trying to just do a good job at their job. He treats them like peons because they just are trying, they're doing more than what they're told. He's that guy. He's like, I'm not going to do that. I'm better than that.
Right, right. And yet somehow keeps his job. Like, he's got some connection. Like, somehow Edie, the boss, keeps him around for some reason, right? What do you guys think about Edie being your boss?
I'd be okay with
Edie. Say that again, Big Bills?
I'd say I'd be okay with it. That'd be kind of fun to have Edie as my boss. I think I'd be more scared because if Zaid's my best friend, I'm getting into a lot of trouble.
Yeah, he's your work friend, too. He's not necessarily your best friend at home, but he's like your best work buddy. You know, the one that you pair up with. Lots of trouble, huh?
I already talk enough crap to people at work. I don't need someone else that's going to egg it on and make it worse.
Yeah, I could see that. All right. What do you think about Edie reporting to Rex? I feel like this is just a commentary on the corporate business structure at large, right? You've got somebody intelligent and interesting like Edie reporting to somebody who's somehow got the job above her, right? Like, Rex, how did you get that job? I don't know. Like, what? What do you guys think?
He killed its previous owner.
Right, yeah. It was like, yeah, we got promotions back in the day from killing the person who previously did the job, but then corporate changed the rules. It's like, okay.
I feel like I would get in trouble with Zaid. Edie would report me to Rex, and then Rex would just tell Edie to shove it and get over it and just move on.
And the elusive man would be sitting in the corner just laughing at the whole thing.
Yeah. Or just being a pain in the butt and I want to punch the elusive man in the face. I have the one elusive. Of those.
Yeah. The elusive man would be spending way too much time telling Edie that she looks like his ex.
Oh, God. He's that guy.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
Oh.
In this scenario, it kind of sounds like the elusive man is Jimmy Fallon's IT character from Saturday Night Live that would just come in and do everything and then just say, you're welcome, no matter what.
Yeah, I could see that too. All right, let's move on to, that's our work scenario. Let's move on to an extended family scenario. We have the crazy aunt or uncle. We have the favorite grandparent, because everybody's got one of those, right? And then we have the cousin that you have so much in common with. Oh my God, it's so good to see you. Everything just jives, right? And then we have the black sheep of the family. So here we go. This is the crazy aunt or uncle. We've got, it's Rex again. I'm going to respin it. Rex has shown up too much. So, Mort is showing up again. Let's see. It only wants to land on certain ones. Mort is showing up.
Those would be great choices.
Another one. I want somebody we haven't gotten. We get Miranda. We want to keep Miranda. She came up like what, once, one other time?
Just get spin till we get Drac. I'm cool with that.
So Miranda, crazy Aunt Miranda. That tracks. All right. Favorite grandparent. And it is Jacob. Jacob is the favorite grandparent. And the cousin you just have so much in common with is the elusive man. Weird. And the black sheep of the family is Zaid. We keep getting the same ones.
I can see Zaid being the black sheep of the family.
What do you guys think?
He walks into Thanksgiving dinner. Clothes are tattered. He's got blood on his sleeve. They're like, hey, Zaid, we were just talking about our year and how Tom over here got a promotion. And Zaid's like, bloody fucking good for him. And then, like, sits down at the table.
Pass the yams. No one.
Yeah, exactly. Right. No one wants to ask.
Good to see you, by the way. Nom, 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 nom. What do you guys think? What do you think about crazy Aunt Miranda?
She'd be fun.
Yeah, I think so. Like, I think she'd be the one that you like want to hang out with, but you know, like, you're gonna get in trouble. This extended weekend was a bad idea.
It's the aunt that you go get drunk with. You end up doing something that you regret, but you have the best fun, and you just keep going back every year.
Yeah.
Yeah, and there's Jello probably shots. Bodies left somewhere.
Some bodies to have to hide afterwards.
Yeah. Wait. We're talking bodies in the sense of death or bodies in the other sense, like your body count's just high at that point with Miranda?
Both.
But why not both?
And she's the aunt that you know, if you like, hey, I did something, I need someone to, and like, you need an alibi, call Miranda, she'll cover your ass.
Yeah, she's the aunt you go to when you mess up, because you know she'll understand.
She'd be great, because if you get super trashed and then you wake up the next day, she has the craziest hangover remedy, but it will somehow bring you back to life.
There you go. That makes sense. I like that.
And Jen, you know, so I will mess with you because of Miranda's body.
Wait, what?
Like, no guy is going to pick a fight because they'll just look at Miranda and be like, oh, okay.
Oh, okay. Gotcha.
I'm going to hit on Miranda, and then Miranda will just use biotics at that point. Rope him in.
Tear you apart.
Yeah.
Tear him apart. Yeah. Yeah. I gotcha. Jen, do you have sound yet? Do you have audio? Doesn't look like it. Nope. Still not coming through. What the heck? What the heck is going on? All right. What do you guys think about Jacob as the favorite grandparent?
I think he could be the favorite grandparent if he always gives you money, even though he cheated on grandma.
Oh, God. he's like the, hey, we don't talk about this, but I'll get you some extra dessert. You're like, okay, grandpa.
I feel like he would definitely be the grandparent that's constantly giving candy out.
Yeah, I get that image in my head too. And like an old version of him with like Werther's original. And you're like, thanks, grandpa.
So he's always got butterscotch in his pocket ready to pass out hard candies.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
He would give beers to all the kids, the nieces and or the grandkids that are too young to have beers.
Right. That's why they like him. And then they get drunk and go out with crazy Aunt Miranda. What about the cousin you have so much in common with being the elusive man?
That scares me.
Does that work at all? Oh, we can hear Jen now.
Yay, I'm here.
Yeah, what are your thoughts on all of this?
One, I thought it was nice that we could finally write a redemption arc for Jacob because, you know, he is going to become a father. So maybe that changes his whole attitude on life. And now he's a really awesome grandpa. But who knows?
Maybe.
I'm afraid of the elusive man being my favorite cousin that I have a lot in common with. That doesn't seem good at all.
No, it doesn't. All right, we've got one more here. I have the online scenario, and I listed the types of people that you come across on online forums or on Discord or wherever, just on the internet, social media. So there's the one with the funniest memes. You guys know one of those, right? You're like, oh, they're always posting the funniest memes, not the dumb memes, the really funny ones. And then there's the one with the worst grammar. They can't seem to type their way out of anything, right? And everything's just a run-on sentence. And then there's the one with the posts that are always off topic. And then there's the one who can't stop promoting their own stuff, because that's all they post all the time, is like, hey, I'm doing this thing, check it out. Oh yeah, that's just like this thing that I do, check it out. And then there's the one you wished you lived near because they're just so freaking awesome and you wish you could hang out in real life. This tracks, right? Like, this is, everybody's got some of these. This makes sense. All right, so here, let's do the first spin. We have, for the one with the funniest memes, Ashley. Ashley's the one with the funniest memes. And then we have, for the one with the worst grammar, Rex. I feel like that tracks. And then we have the one with the posts that are always off topic, Legion. Also works. And then we have the one who can't stop promoting their own stuff, Edie. That was almost Saren, but it was Edie. And then the one you wish lived near you because they're so freaking awesome, and it's Tally. Wow, this one worked out really well.
Spot on.
Yeah, what do you guys think about this one? Who wants to chime in?
Rex with no grammar, that was perfect. I mean, because that's how Grunt types, and so I could see Rex using the same typing style.
Yeah, I can imagine perfect. With fingers that big that it's also very hard to type, so it may not be that they don't understand grammar so much as they just can't even hit the right keys, so it's not worth trying.
Why use big word when short word do trick?
Yeah, right.
I like the Legion thing because technically the Legion is multiple guests. So it just off topic, we could just get snippets of their own conversations.
Yeah, I get that. And then also the idea that like Legion is always going to be off topic because it just doesn't quite interpret what's happening on the same level as all the everyone else in the conversation. And so thinks that they're on topic, but then just isn't.
He just posts binary code.
Yeah. It's like, you can't quite connect with the biological creatures here in the same way. So everything just seems a little off all the time.
Or he's already made an algorithm to predict conversations end and he's already at that point.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. That's a thing that actually happens, because if you think through all the steps, like if somebody asks you a thing, right, and you're like, give them the answer, but you've thought two or three steps ahead, but everyone else is answering only one step ahead because they haven't really thought through it. The person who thinks all the way to the end seems like an idiot because they're not in the same part of the conversation as everyone else. That totally is a thing. When that, absolutely, I could see that
being. Genius is often misunderstood in its time.
Yeah, I could totally see that. Okay, who else did we have on this one? The one who can't stop promoting their own stuff. Who was that? I'm forgetting now. Edie? That was Edie, right?
That was Edie.
Edie, yeah. Is this another synthetic life thing? Versus...
Well, I think Edie's just so excited about being alive and having whatever it is that she just can't get enough. So she's just throwing it all out there out of just her pure excitement and joy of life. Mm-hmm. It's a good thing for Edie.
Okay. That tracks.
No, Edie has to, she's got to make money to pay back Joker for that sky car she bought.
That's it. So she's like, she's trying to be like a social media influencer.
No, it's all pyramid schemes. It's all that is. It's all the I don't know what network marketing. There you go.
Mm.
Join my accountability group.
Yeah. Let me sell you this product, this face cream or whatever.
Yeah. Yeah.
There Edie you go. Would totally be part of an MLM.
Yeah. I've got scrapbooking stuff.
Wait, I think the conversations always start. Hey girl, it's been so long. It's been since high school, and I hope you're doing well. You should check this out.
Yeah, that tracks. All right, and we've got time to revisit one of these and re-roll it. Is there one that we want to revisit? We've got like the relationships ones with your significant other. We've got the night out. We've got the core family. We've got work. We've got the extended family, and we have this online group. What do you guys feel like we should do again? Anybody want to chime in? Anyone thoughts? Any favorite? Anyone that didn't come up the way you expected it and we just re-roll it?
The night out one?
The night out one? All right. Night out. That night outs are always fun. All right. So let's try this one again. We've got the night out. We've got your designated driver. And that is... Zaid is the designated driver. All right. And then we have the one who can't stop dancing. Because we got a lot of duplicates on this originally. And that's Garrus. Garrus can't stop dancing. We hadn't gotten Garrus yet. And the one who always leaves early is Javik. The one who can't stop drinking is Morden. We keep getting Morden. We're going to respin this one. Morden's showing up too much. It's Thane. We got Thane a few times too. I want somebody new. Somebody new. Rex is here. We've got Rex a bunch. There are some on here that just have not been hit yet. Morth again. This thing is weighted, I promise. Rex again. See, it's like the same ones. Isn't that crazy? Ashley? The one who can't stop drinking? I guess we can keep that. All right. And then always starting a fight is Edie. Yeah, we keep getting Edie. We're rerolling that. Thane again. Man, these are so weighted. Edie again. Holy moly, guys. Zaid already showed up. There's like 20 something people. Morden on this thing. Legion. All right. Legion doesn't show up very often. So always starting a fight, Legion. There you go. So who remembers what I rolled on some of these? Because I remember the DD was who?
Zaid.
Zaid was the DD. Who can't stop dancing? Garrus can't stop dancing. I love that. Leaving early. Do you remember who leaving early was? This is a train wreck. I had to spin it too many times.
I don't think you spun that one.
Leaving early? All right, here, we'll do it one more time. Leaving early is...
It was Javik.
It was Javik.
It was Javik that leaves early.
You're right. It was Javik. So, all right, what do you guys think about these?
We Javik already know.
Jen, go ahead.
I was like, we already know that Garrus is a dancer. He dances in at least four or five different cutscenes. So I fully support that one.
Yeah, he's got some fancy moves too. He's like,
and you're right up there next to him dancing just as bad.
Yeah, but Garrus is the one at the club who's like with your group, but he can't stop going up to other people and ask them out on the dance floor, right? He's like, oh, that she looks pretty good. I'm gonna go ask her to dance. Oh, look at her. I'll be right back. Like, and just spends no time with the group he came with, and is just always off talking to other people, asking them to dance. All right, what do you guys think about Javik leaving early?
So do you think he leaves early because no matter where you're at and what you're drinking, what you're doing, he says, back in my day, everything was better than this, and I'm out of here. I can't deal with it.
I'm done with these parties.
I think he just gets mad that everyone that he's looking at was primitive and or food.
Why would I spend time with you?
Yeah,
I feel like he would get overwhelmed because he can like sense everything going on in the club, and he'd be like, I hate this, because he'd be like, I can all the pheromones and like everybody's bad memories of being in the club last week or waiting in line. Like, I think he would just be like, I'm too overwhelmed. I need to leave this place.
Javik in a mosh pit. He would be learning so much about everyone around him.
I know he's leaving because he gets the munchies because all he sees is food.
And he can't eat them because it's like against the rules. Interesting. Who was the one who couldn't stop drinking?
That was Ashley.
Ashley can't stop drinking. What do you think about that?
That checks out. She's a grunt. She's a Marine. So that checks out.
What is she drinking?
Tequila.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Definitely either tequila or just something straight and hard, like fucking whiskey. Just no chaser.
Another.
She's just going Everclear, no chaser whatsoever.
And then what about
Wing call?
What about Legion starting the fights?
Unintentionally. I feel like he's bumping into people and they're taking it the wrong way. Or they're just seeing a Geth and they're like, oh my God.
Right? They just freak out. He's like, I just want to dance.
I just imagine him being like, please do not spill your, you know, liquid beverage on this one's circuits. And then someone being like, oh yeah, buddy, what's your problem with it? And he's like, it's getting me all sticky.
Yeah, I can see that. All right. Well, I think that does it for our crazy, crazy pairings. I don't even know what to call this episode when I post it because it's so crazy. But thank you, everybody, for joining us. Why don't we go back through everybody and feel free to share anything that you've got going on, say your goodbyes, how you, people can reach out to you, anything like that. And let's start with Wynn.
Bye.
Bye. Thanks for the idea, Wynn. This was a lot of fun. Nice, nice. Apollo, you got anything going on?
No, not a creator, just living life, so bye.
Sweet, sweet. Thanks for being here. Big Bills, thanks for joining us.
No, thanks for having me, guys. Have a good week.
Yeah, I'm glad you weathered the storm as well, because it decided to visit you after it visited me.
Yeah, you know, I'm kind of used to the remnants of hurricanes here.
Yeah, yep. And Scott, you got anything going on?
No, just happy to be here.
Awesome. Turbo Toboggan, you got anything going on?
Nothing going on. If you need to get into me, Discord.
Awesome. And then Jen, I know you've got stuff going on.
I do have stuff going on. I am Genesis, one half of the Two Girls, One Chip podcast, where we analyze, rate, and review all that the world of video game romances has to offer. And then also one of the brand new co-hosts for the Cyberpunk Lorecast, having lots of fun with Toasty, talking about Edgerunner right now.
Yeah. Yeah. I need to finish that. I haven't gotten all the way to the end yet. It's one of those things I've been watching late at night after my son goes to bed. because it's very intense and very adult. But it's good. It's very good at the same time. Sam, what do you got going on?
Well, speaking of things I'm watching, I've been enjoying House of the Dragon. Mm-hmm. But that's beside the point. I am streaming. I'm streaming Mass Effect actually tomorrow. We're recording this on Friday, October 7th. And yeah, I'm streaming tomorrow as I am every Saturday. And I'm getting very close to the ending of my first VimShep playthrough. So the next main mission I have to do is Thessia, Mass Effect 3. And then after that, I'm going to do a Broship playthrough. But here's the caveat. People have been like, so you're doing a primarily Renegade run this time. So is next time going to be Paragon? I was like, no, because I've done so many Paragon ones. I want to do something unique. So I'm going to try and do a true neutral run.
Oh, yeah, right in the middle,
and see
huh?
how totally messed up everything becomes.
How limited you are with all of the options and things you're able to do.
Exactly. And so with those interrupts, you know, the interrupts, Paragon Renegade interrupts, I'm just going to alternate.
Oh, between, that's cool. That's
yeah,
cool.
So that way it is totally neutral.
Or you can flip a coin because it'll come out neutral in the end, right?
Well, there's not really enough time. Because some of them are really quick.
Yeah.
But yeah, I'm planning to just alternate every time. That way, keep it balanced.
Yeah.
And my theory before starting that playthrough is that doing it pure Renegade is actually going to give you a happier ending than doing it neutral.
Because it cuts you off from too much stuff.
Exactly. You're going to not pass a lot of speech checks because you're just doing a neutral.
Yeah. So Cyberpunk Lorecast in chat says, or never pull the trigger on any of them.
Exactly. So I'm going to be incredibly indecisive neutral Shepard. Just kind of wringing his hands.
We need a leader who can make decisions.
Well, maybe. I don't know. There's really both sides here.
I could see both sides of this. I don't really know. Give me more time to think about it. Damn it, Shepard. We don't have any more time. Yeah.
Yeah, so that's what I'm doing. And if you want to follow along, you can find me on Twitch and Twitter at N7TheLegend.
Awesome. And all of my stuff is over at robotsradio.net, including any of the other shows on the network, like Genesis' shows. So if you're looking for something to listen to, there's lots of great content over there. My newest show is the Lord of the Rings Lorecast, which has been doing awesome. We're having a lot of fun with that. That audience has just exploded. And we're going through the lore and the background of Tolkien's worlds, all that stuff. Also, come hang out with me, twitch.tv/robotsradio. I'm giving away Bethesda stuff because Bethesda is celebrating 25 years of Fallout this month. And so they've reached out to a bunch of different content creators, including myself. And I'm giving away two $100 gift cards to the Bethesda store. So if you like Fallout or Elder Scrolls, any of that stuff, Doom, any of those games, you can use it for that. And then I've got some lithographs I've been giving out as well during my live game streams, not the shows like this one, but during the game streams. If you come hang out, all you got to do is be there and then you get a chance to win. So that's, you can't pay me anything. You can't do anything to give me anything because it's not legal. So as long as you're just in the room, it's a random thing, and then maybe you'll win something. So come hang out with me. That's what we got going on. But thanks for tuning in. Thanks for being here. We really do appreciate all of you guys, and I hope you guys have a wonderful week. We'll see you next time. Bye, everybody.
Thanks for tuning into the Mass Effect Lorecast. We'd love to hear your opinion and thoughts on the lore of Mass Effect. Reach out to us on Twitter at Mass Effect Cast, or check out the Robots Radio Discord. Also, you can send us an email at masseffectlorecast@gmail.com.